morning, and we do praise God for each of you on the call today. For truly, this is indeed the day the Lord has made, and we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. Here it is, the 24th day of January, and I tell you, we're moving right through this first month of the year. But need I remind you that we still have an opportunity to get it right. I mean, it's 24 days in. If we haven't done everything that we should, if we haven't kept all of our plans, don't lose sight of what God is yet trying to get done in your life. And I want to encourage you to stay the course, to stay focused in this new year. God has afforded us another opportunity at life. And so it's just 24 days in. If you slip, you've fallen short, then dust yourself off, get back up, get back in the game, and get on track. Somebody say amen. We praise God for each of you who are yet on the call. And we thank God for how he continues to bless us even in spite of ourselves. We're certainly grateful for your continued support of this inspirational moment. We have several platforms, and we thank God for those who are yet watching live and those who are on the conference call. Well, even as we prepare for what yet lies ahead today, as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating today, the Lord led me to a scripture that I just wanted to share with you, and hopefully it will give you some clarity in terms of what you are pressing toward and what you are trying to discern as God is yet speaking to you in this season. It's found in the gospel account of Mark, the first chapter, and starting about verse 32, we find these words. It says, "At evening, when the sun had set, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were demon possessed, and the whole city was gathered together at the door. Then he healed many who were sick with various diseases, and he cast out many demons, and he did not allow the demons to speak because they knew him." In verse 35, "Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. When they found him, they said to him, 'Everyone is looking for you.' But he said to them," watch this, "let us go into the next towns that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth." That's a powerful scripture. That's Mark, the first chapter, verses 32 through 38. And really, when we look at it and we begin to dissect this particular passage of scripture and try to bring clarity to where we are and what we're going through, we could talk about how important it is for us to understand our purpose. I believe Jesus makes it clear here in this text that he had purpose, he had destiny, and all too often we fail to realize that there's purpose in our pain and there's power in our pressing. Yeah, there's purpose in our pain and there's power in our pressing. So all too often we think that purpose just comes without any pain, without any suffering, without any frustration, without any deliberation, and that we just go right down the road and we absorb everything that God has for us. And no difficulties, nothing that's going to distract us or hinder us from getting to where God would have us to be. But I want to encourage you today and let you know that even in your pressing, that power is going to come forth as a result of that. Because it's clear here in this text, and we'll see how Jesus dealt with his purpose and how there was pain, and then he continued to move forward in power. Jesus didn't allow others to dictate his agenda. And you know, as I thought about that, all too often we go to everyone else, we consult with everybody except for God, and we many times hear the voices of others trying to tell us what we need to do and fail to spend quality time discerning the voice of God so that we might be clear in terms of the direction that bring glory and honor to God. And so Jesus often left the demands of his work to come apart and pray. and he used this solitude to regain perspective. And once more, he sees the larger picture, because if you look at the sequence of things that's happening here in the first chapter of Mark's Gospel, the verses I read, verses 32 through 38, we'll see that the pressure is on. As a matter of fact, in those first two verses, the crowds were all around him, the Bible says, verses 32 through 34. And he was healing those who were demon-possessed. He was laying hands on. And the word says in verse number 33 that the whole city, watch this, was gathered together at the door. So Jesus was no doubt inside. He was either at the door and he was laying hands. He was healing. He was calling out demons. And then he healed many who were sick of various diseases. He cast out many demons. And here it is, he did not even allow the demon to speak. So he recognized the demons, those who were possessed with an evil spirit, and they knew him, and he told them not to say a word. And so there's power, here it is, in our pressing. There's power when we stand in boldness and we decree and declare, even in the face of evil spirits, even in the face of situations that's contrary to where God is leading us. God will give us what we need when we have what we need on the inside. For the word says, greater is he that's within you, here it is, than he that's within the world. So Jesus, he did not allow the crowds to dictate his agenda. And when the day is over, the crowds had just begun, and they made so much demand on him. But here's the paradox in this. It's obvious in this text. He left in the middle of his ministry, in the ministry time, when the needs were high. And what did he do? He paused. He took a break. He went back and he went to a place of solitude so that he could get re-energized in terms of the direction that God had for his life. And so people are demanding, you would agree with me on that. People are pressing us every day. People are trying to get what they can out of you, and they're trying to put as much pressure on you as they can absolutely stand. And many times we try to settle and adjust our lives to accept all of the pressure and the demands. But Jesus pulled back from all the demands, even though he was at a high demand. People were being healed, people were being delivered. Demons were coming out of people. People were being set free by the power of God. He needed time to reposition himself in order that he might go forth in more boldness and more power to complete the assignment that God had given him to do. And so it is with us. Prayer is essential, my brother. Prayer is essential, my sister. Prayer is necessary. We're going to have difficulties. We're going to have trials. We're going to have situations that many times we don't completely understand. And you can get so caught up in people's demands till they will deplete you, and you don't take time out to replenish yourself by taking some time and spending it with God and being refurbished, being refueled and being replenished so that you can go on and do what God has called you to do. And so I just want to encourage you today and let you know that God will renew your perspective when you spend quality time with him in the face of all of the hustle and the bustle of life. People putting demands on you. You're trying to please everybody. There comes a time in our lives where we ought not, just as Jesus did, let others dictate our agenda, and we need to pull away and spend quality time with God. Many times that could be considered to be a fast and praying, and sometimes it can be when you rise early in the morning and the house is quiet, nobody is moving around, and you just take time out. And I tell you, to re-energize you and replenish you for the work that yet lies ahead. So the question then becomes, have you determined to make Jesus a daily priority in your life by spending quality time with him so that you can understand your purpose and you can move forth in power. Well, that's the thought for today. That's Mark, the first chapter, verses 32 through 38. And I just believe that God wants us to spend more time with him so that when we do get back into the hustle and bustle, that we will be replenished and that we will be able to operate in what he has called forth for us to do. Well, we thank and praise God for each of you today, and we want to have a word of prayer. Let me give you the playback number. It's 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. And we're certainly grateful for your continued support as we celebrate this whole month at ATOP, our 23rd church anniversary. And I tell you, it's been a powerful time in the Lord, and we have spent time praying and fasting, and many are still continuing to seek the very face of God and spending quality time with him in this season. And I want to encourage you to do the same if you have not felt the presence of God, or you feel as if you're drained, or if you feel as if all of the demands of life have just come upon you in such a way till you're more interested in trying to please others than you are trying to please God. And you find yourself being depleted of all of your power, and you're looking more to others than you are looking to him. I want to encourage you to spend some quality time with God. Pull away and allow God to replenish you. Father, we bless you and we honor you, and we yet give you praise. We thank you for this word that reminds us about priorities and how important it is for us to spend quality time with you. We pray for each person on the call today, and those who will hear this message by playback, and those who will view it later on the Facebook Live platform. But God, we pray that you will speak to them, and that you will settle them, and that you will give them strength and encourage them, and let them know that our strength comes from spending quality time with you. So we love you today. We honor you and we bless your name. We pray for healing and deliverance. We pray for minds to be regulated, and we pray for spirits to be renewed. And so God, we pray now that you would create within us clean hearts and renew right spirits. So we love you today. We honor you and we bless your name. Now, God, we ask that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our Redeemer. It's in the name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. All right. Well, I hope you have a fantastic day today as you make your way. And look, don't forget now, keep those spiritual antennas up, because I believe God's going to use you today in a powerful and a mighty way. And just be on alert, because somebody needs to hear an encouraging word. Somebody needs to have a warm embrace. Somebody needs to know that they can continue to run on a little while longer. And I just believe God's going to use you to help them get to the place where he wants them to be. All right, until next time, you be blessed.